The question is, was Calvin a Calvinist? In other words, or put another way, did Calvin believe in the 5 points of Calvinism? And more specifically, did Calvin believe in the doctrine called limited atonement? What, pray tell, is limited atonement? Well, it's this idea that Christ's atonement, that he died exclusively for the elect, and that there is a sense in which Christ did not die for everyone. Now, you and I have often heard many evangelicals say Christ died for everyone. In fact, that's sometimes part of the gospel message that people have. It's pretty clear that Calvin believed, as did most medieval Reformation theologians, that Christ's death was sufficient for all humanity. It was powerful enough, it was potent enough to cover the sins, every sin that ever has been committed or that ever will be. So there's no question here about whether or not Christ's atoning work is powerful or not. It is. It's sufficient. But is it designed for everybody? And Calvin and others, and more Calvinists particularly, are aware that if you say that Christ died for the whole world, that leads you to a very interesting conundrum. It means, and this is the point at which I was won over to this doctrine, if you say that Christ died for the whole world, every single human being, then what you are saying is that Christ died for some people who will spend eternity in hell. Because the Bible teaches clearly that there are some people who reject Christ and suffer the consequences. And it seems to me that to suggest that Christ died for people who spend eternity in hell marginalizes and sort of diminishes the value of Christ's atoning work. He died for people and it didn't do any good. They went to hell anyway. So if you embrace the notion, and many evangelicals do, and again, let me say, these are brothers and sisters in Christ. But if you embrace that notion, you find yourself in a funny kind of conundrum, because you have to, in effect, it seems to me, diminish the power and the efficiency of Christ's death on the cross. Because you have to say he died for people and it didn't work. It was ineffective. As a result, Calvinists historically have tended to affirm that Christ's death was sufficient for all humanity, but efficient, or designed specifically for the elect, so that anybody Christ died for, they were saved. Now, the heart of your question is, was Calvin a Calvinist? Did he embrace this idea of limited atonement? The answer to that question is kind of hard, because this whole issue, the language of definite or limited atonement as it's known, really didn't arise as a doctrine until the 17th century. And it arose in the Netherlands among the Dutch Reformed. And so it's a little bit anachronistic to go back and ask Calvin a question that he didn't intend to address. Okay? So it's a little funny here. This is not the language. He wasn't exactly familiar with the full idea of limited atonement. Scholars debate as to whether or not Calvin did actually believe in limited atonement. My own judgment about this is that while we can't find specific cases where he says, I, John Calvin, believe in definite atonement, when you look at his theology as a whole, it does have a particularistic emphasis, which would lead me to conclude that logically his theological system would embrace a doctrine of definite atonement. And that what you see in the 17th century is simply a further definition, more precision given to the basic ideals of Calvin. So I'm very comfortable in arguing that the logic of Calvin's thought is perfectly consonant with what we now understand as limited atonement. But I have to admit, as an honest historian, that you don't find those passages which just sort of jump off the page and make you say, oh, well, he clearly believes in definite atonement. I think you have to sort of step back and look at his theology as a whole to get the full picture of that. Okay? Is that helpful? Okay. Yes, sir. No, just one.